A cough awoke Trevor. He pried his eyes open to find he could not see at all. The room was filled with smoke, thick smoke. Instantly, he sprung from the bed. "Ruby!" He raced down the hall with his arm outstretched. The smoke was dissipating in the front room. Cold air filled the space with the door thrown open. Coughs sounded. "Phooey, what should I do now?" Ruby's voice sounded from the kitchen. He hurried in to find her scurrying back and forth from the stove to the back door, waving a kitchen towel with both arms. "My goodness, this is ridiculous!" There wasn't a fire at the moment. Whatever she'd been cooking smelled horrible, and was now a charred, smoking lump in the center of a blackened pot.
"Are you all right?"
"Ah!" she screamed and whirled to face him. "Oh, it's you. Yes. Sorry. I'm afraid I may have ruined that pot."
Upon closer inspection, he almost agreed with her. He took the towel from her, picked up the pot by the handle, and took it outside. The snow sizzled loudly, and steam rose when he dropped the hot pot onto the ground. When he returned, she stood next to the counter with her hands gripped in front of her chest. Ruby's bottom lip trembled, and she blinked in an attempt to keep her tears at bay.
"I'm sure it's not ruined. Once it cools, a good scrubbing will take care of the damage," he assured her.
He looked around the room. There were eggshells on the counter, a partial slab of bacon, and a sad excuse for what he assumed was to be biscuit dough.
"How about we sit for a moment?"
"I made tea,"
she offered weakly.
"I'm so sorry."
"Please, don't apologize. It's happened to me more than twice."
"Truly?"
Her gaze met his, and for the first time, he noticed how beautiful her eyes were. Mostly green, speckled with gold and brown. Certainly a delightful combination. Her eyes were also swollen, as if she'd been crying quite a bit.
"Yes. I've fallen asleep while waiting for something to finish cooking and woken up to find the entire house filled with smoke, like now."
Trevor looked about, and thankfully the smoke was dissipating. He'd only meant to sleep for an hour, and obviously it had been longer. It was light outside, so that meant it was early morning. Since Hank had not come for him, he assumed his patient was not in dire need of his attention at the moment. Taking her elbow, he guided Ruby to the front room as he closed the front door. After placing a log on the fire to warm up the space, he motioned for Ruby to sit. She lowered to one of the chairs in front of the hearth, and he sat on the other. By the way she gripped both hands together, her knuckles turning white, he wondered if they'd break. She didn't meet his eyes. Instead, trained her attention to the fire, where she waited for him to start the conversation.
"You are a brave woman," he started. There was curiosity in her expression when she looked at him. "I admire your willingness to travel so far to marry someone you've never met. I know this has to be quite terrifying."
She nodded and bit her bottom lip.
"It's unsettling. I am not sure exactly how I feel at the moment. Brave, however, would not be what I'd describe myself as right now."
Her long sigh made him want to comfort her, but they'd barely met, and she'd probably be taken aback by any move to touch her.
"I will be going to check on my patient. I won't be long. When I return in a few moments, we will have time to become acquainted. Reverend Tilly insisted we consummate the marriage as soon as possible, so I expect we'll share our bed from tonight on."
In Trevor's opinion, it was best to be straightforward. He'd been tossing how to broach the subject since they'd exchanged vows, especially after being called away as soon as she arrived and 2 nights passing since the wedding took place. A slow blush grew across her face until Ruby's cheeks were a bright pink.
"I understand and agree. We must."
By the way her gaze swept over him, it was clear she was assessing his body. She'd not meant it to be sensual, by the way she quickly looked away and swallowed. He'd done the same earlier, noticing her slender figure, high breasts and trim waist. The long slope of her neck and delicate throat had taken more of his attention than appropriate.
"As I said when we met, to me you seem too young to be a doctor," she said with a soft smile. "I expected you to be wearing spectacles and perhaps a vest."
"A vest? I don't believe I own one. As of right now, I don't require spectacles to see clearly. I'm 33, studied medicine in Virginia. I assure you, I am old enough."